We set off on Matura Beach in complete darkness. It's one of three beaches in northeastern Trinidad where leatherback turtles are protected by law. I stuck close to Esther Vidal, project director at Nature Seekers.
So is this the first time you're going to see a leatherback turtle live?
Yes.
Okay, well,
I'm excited.
You should be. I see them so often and it's like the first time every time.
So how do we know we're not walking on their nests?
We probably are. Oh. So it's so far down and they compact it so well that you can walk, foot traffic is okay.
After trudging through the sand for about 10 minutes, a call goes out. A turtle has been located in our section of the beach. She was scooting around in a circle, looking for the perfect place to dig her nest. We were told to stand back. Her flippers are strong enough to break your arm.
She's just trying to settle in, which is called body pitting. And in this stage, if we disturb her too much, she can go back into the ocean. We only touch during the laying period. That's when they're in a trance. So they won't be too disturbed, so you can touch her, we can take pictures and all those different things.
Leatherback turtles lay between 80 to 100 eggs at a time and up to 7 times a season. Our guide Dexter explained that it's the temperature of the sand which determines the sex of the baby turtles. Warmer sand produces females, cooler sand males. The turtle was measured, tagged, and microchipped, allowing researchers to monitor her every move. Esther coaxed me to come closer to the new mother, who was still in a trance. The slaughter of leatherback turtles in Matura has almost been completely stopped, thanks to the work of nature seekers, combined with patrols by forestry officers and the police. But, as Dexter said, they face other dangers due to their size.
People believe in riding a turtle is a cool thing. Because it's big, it's strong, right? It does not attack anybody or anything. So they take advantage of riding a turtle on them. All our main organs are situated right, and you can see where I draw that circle there. So when you go up and stop there, and you stand up, sit down, lie down, or press too hard, you're going to punch her lungs, you'll damage her heart, you'll burst the spinal cord, but when you're done, enjoy a ride, right, and she leaves to go back into the water, she'll be a dead turtle in 2 hours' time.
The eggs laid that night will become hatchlings, which will emerge some 60 days later, pushing their way up and out of the sand and towards the ocean. As the tiny turtles scurry to the sea, they fall prey to larger animals, such as seagulls, vultures, dogs, and, of course, humans. If they make it to the water, ocean predators await. And as adults, there are sharks and killer whales to outswim. Despite this, hundreds of leatherback turtles return to Matura Beach each year to safely lay their eggs, and the cycle continues. Deanne Penn, United Nations.